And welcome to the American Legion
Blog
Show.
Talk Radio.
Yeah. Here we go. Kevin White, your host, American Legion Show. Forgot about the little jump there. And we are happy to be on tonight. And for this radio program, we are interviewing Mr. Skylar Saunders. He's a unique and talented young man. And we'll talk into this a little later. But first of all, welcome to the show. Glad to be back this week. And you have, tell us about yourself. Where do you live right now and what do you do? You're welcome. Well, Oh, really? Wow. Yeah. I like Delaware. Delaware is a little different. It's pretty cool. It's like one of those royal states to me. I mean, you go to Pennsylvania and everything, and you're driving through Delaware, and I like the Delaware, the flag and all that stuff. That's pretty cool. So it's definitely New England feel. So where are you? Yeah. No? But your symbol looks so, you know, stately. So it's one of the classy states, in my opinion. That's how I see that. That's how I see it. I've only been there once. We drove through. Okay. Well, okay. So you're at the Marine Corps, your career, you started. Tell us what you did. I was on that, yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah, I've been there, brother.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Can't beat that. Yeah. Yeah. So you're in your happy place, your happy medium there. And like it worked out for you. So 100%, that's great. That's awesome. I'm at 90 myself. It was something that the Air Force did to me. It's a long story. I won't go into it. But congratulations on that. You know, you deserve what you got. And, I mean, you stuff you went through, just going through the basic training of Marine Corps, I think I'd get PTSD. Definitely. The standard is higher for you than it is for them. Well, also, if you think about it, they don't go through a security clearance. They just give them the clearance. And that's like the worst thing ever. So you get anybody can do anything up there. the cyber awareness challenge does not exist. Yeah. That makes, one time we had there was cyber awareness challenge, there's a meme going around, and it was a picture of Hillary looking over somebody's, divider, cyber awareness challenge, to superimpose a picture on it. I was like, that's crazy. But everybody does it. All parties do it, and we go to that level. All right, so tell us about your program. What's it called? And where can we find it? Right. Oh, man. Neither am I. Let me ask you though, can you give me his name one more time? I'm gonna write this down. Oh, okay. Okay. All right, done. I write down things I learn on my program from my guests. Okay. I like that. Well, that's, you should be. Yeah, right. You're killing me. You are so funny. You're real. You're real. Okay. I totally agree. I totally understand that. So speaking of that and what you do, tell us the subjects you talk about on your program, and okay, what's your biggest topic? What do you talk about? Everything, or you talk about? Do you have something? So that's how that works. Okay. Okay. I'd like to, but let it rip. Well, yeah. Yeah. Keeping it real. Yeah, I understand. So the negative effects. So this is more of a culture now than it is anything else. You would say, yeah, okay. But people wear the clothes and they do all this stuff and they play the game. Yeah. It's like a subculture. And, okay, what are the negatives about hip-hop that you've discovered? What is the most negative thing? Yeah. Really old school. Yes. I saw that your video. I saw that. Yeah. I totally agree. And so I think there's like, my first question for you is, what's Martha Stewart doing with Snoop Dogg? What's going on there? Because my wife asked me that. Why are they together? Why are they always together? What's going on? Okay. Oh, okay. Wow. Wow. Does it have glow in it? Yeah. So what does that do that he's got the cereal out and here are your kids? What does that do to the kid? He looks like a camel first of all. Okay. It's not really a hero. No. I don't hate him. It's just that what he represents. I mean, he's glorifying, like, things that the kids should not. So you tie it to the kids now, kind of, his image and everything. That's the only thing I'm worried about. He can do that to adults all day long. It's just, is that really the right thing to do with the cereal? Not any of my business, just my opinion. My opinion means nothing, but I just, yeah, right? It is? Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. But he's got a lot of capital, so he's investing and he's growing things, and I think that's the main thing there. You know, a lot of people do that, and he's actually doing the right thing to grow his wealth, although you and I could live on $1 million comfortably. Well, I think we could, though. The investor, right? But that, yeah. Yes. Yes, and they invested in the market and everything else, and they're very smart what they do, and yeah. And you know, singers in the past they made a lot of money, but they didn't divest. You know, they didn't do things like they do now. Now it's a business. I think. Things have changed. Like back in the 70s and 80s, it was not really a business unless you were very intelligent and you had a good agent. Some people became poor, but it looks like Snoop is doing the right thing for himself, which is a good thing. And then he's got brands now and everything. And the diversity of the Martha Stewart thing is what really gets me. So I'm not angry about it. I don't have anything to say. It's just irony. Because they're polar opposite. She's not the same as she used to be anymore. You know, she was so far out on one side and he was fully on the other. And they came together and now they're like partnering up on things, which is cool. It's just different. It's just so unexpected. Because I remember Martha Stewart from years and years ago. He wouldn't even think that would happen. So, but she'd get involved like that. Yeah. Right. That's true. That is true. I forgot about the prison thing she had. Yeah, when that happened, it was like, whoa, what happened? She's in prison. That's like, Martha Stewart can't be in prison. What's going on here? I don't remember what she did. Right, yes. It's just like way back, Julia Child. You'd never imagine that with her. You remember her or you know about her, okay. She wasn't, but you are so broad in your scope and spectrum with the people that you know. That is impressive. I didn't think you know who she was, but that is impressive. Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Excellent. So you talked about books. You've read a lot of them. Have you considered? Excellent. So I asked you that, have you considered writing a book yourself? So I own a publishing company. I didn't know if you knew that. So yeah, I'll send you information. If you send us a sample, we'll read it because we're looking for authors. So yeah, I hooked you up on that one. We'll see how that works out. Yeah, we'll keep in touch and we'll go from there. Anyway, I like what you're doing. I like the references, and it's like, I don't know if you ever saw Blazing Saddles, different movies like that. Oh my, yes, you know it, you know it. Oh my gosh, yes, you're my hero now. Oh my God. So you've been into, I mean, you get into a lot. You're so deep in this, so I can't imagine what your book would be like. This is nice. We can talk like we're the same age, and but we're not. What inspires you the most? So, okay, who inspires you? Your dad? Okay. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Great. Yeah, you have that father figure, which not everybody does, or they're not there. So that is the biggest thing. I mean, that you know how to be a man, and you know how to be a role model. So you learn from me, and that is very important. So. Yeah, my dad was an Air Force guy, so and yeah, yeah, I learned so much from him. And if I didn't, the people that don't have that they struggle. So it's good to have that right with you there to grow up with that. Or what other stuff are you going to do? What's in store for the future for you? That's awesome. I was sort of going to ask you next. If you're monetized, you're getting paid for it, and you have your 100%. You doing it. Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. I can't remember. I don't know what the monetization rules are. I just do this for fun, on the side here. It's something unique that do once a week. I only do once a week, or I appear on other people's shows, and I get invited on all kinds of things across the country. And then some things I got to slow down because I got to take care of my stuff. I'm doing two shows this week on this program, one on Friday as well. When I get a really good guest, I get a lot of referrals. But I saw your Facebook information. I thought this is a very interesting person there. This has been a great interview. You know how it is. People like tap you on the shoulder and say, "Hey, can you come on my show?" I've had that happen many times. Yeah. It's possible. All right. Really? That's unusual. Yeah. Yeah, you've done a lot, and I see what you do, and you get your show, and I said, I got it. I like fellow podcasters and broadcasters. We have a lot in common, and I like to look into what you're doing, and not that I'm going to copy anything. It's just that it's interesting, and it's something, it's just something that, it's just a part of our lives now, especially yours. But sometimes I can't do it because I'm on the road, but then somebody takes my slot or something, or I'll give it up to somebody. But if you ever want to consider doing that or adding that to our station, just let me know. We'll talk offline about that. And let's see, you also have, you're still in Delaware, right? What are the taxes like there? Is it higher than, or do you ever pay attention to that? Or what's your state like? Yeah. Oh, really? That's awesome. It's like Florida. Yeah. You're all for it. Yeah. I agree with you, and I have said this so many times. It's the same thing as your driver's license. You got to get it renewed every so often. Your tag, you got it renewed every year. Why? It's the same car. It's the same car. You pay the same taxes. You got to go through more getting a hair license than get a driver's license to do hair. And the state regulates everything. I mean, everything has some kind of agency behind it, especially the federal government. Everything is controlled. Yeah, and that's why they need all the taxes, because they're too big. They're everywhere. And, you know, just to fly on the plane, you have to show your ID, and then you want to get a quick pass, you got to pay for that. You got to pay for security. Everything is, like, controlled. You probably don't know this, but I worked as a screener back in the 80s, or 1990, when I was in college. You could walk all the way back to the gate. Just walk right in. If you're not a passenger, it doesn't matter. You can see people off. Well, that went away after 9/11. There's a lot of stuff we lost, a lot of freedoms we lost there. But do you ever go anywhere by plane, or do you leave Delaware? Uh-huh. Oh, nice. Oh. Right. Speak anywhere. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I did a 30-minute speech in Florida. It was cool. I practiced. I knew it, you know, from start to the finish. And it worked out really well for me. The more you practice, the better. But I think you would be really good at that kind of thing. But speaking from the heart, you could do that. You could do that. That's right. It is. Well, I didn't really mean the real organ. I didn't mean the organ. I meant straight from yourself. Yeah. Uh-huh. Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah, the people do that. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Right. Right. I remember that. Right. Yeah. I know. No, you're fine. I see, I'm just like a former military, I really don't care about Nothing goes into me deep because, you know, live that life works. Everything bounces off and you continue on. So, yeah, I like that you say you're a deep thinker. I like that. Well, it's different. It's not about academics, right? It's something to do with academics. It's like you do things and you think things through the other side and you see the other side of it, and then you can say, wait a minute, why is it like that? Why is this like that? Why are they acting like this? So you see things that other people don't, which is a gift, in my opinion. And you're like all over the place and getting your no, that's not true. Well, that is fun. Yeah. My cousin is Jason Bain. I don't know if you've heard of him, comedian. Yeah, he's a comedian. He's from Ohio. He does tours all over the country. Yeah, his name sounds familiar. I've inboxed him a couple of times. I have another cousin who works out in Hollywood. But you have a gift. I mean, you're just coming back at me with these really good things. That's all I'm saying. So let's see what we got here. Priscilla. Okay. So is there anything you want to talk about or you want to bring up that I haven't discussed or you have to discuss? Excellent. Thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate your knowledge, and you have blown my mind with your knowledge and your depth and your reach and your breadth. That's what I'm trying to say. So, and I appreciate you coming on, but we'll talk offline, and we'll talk about opportunities, and I'd be happy to explain things to you about how these things work. And I'd be happy to, and because of hearing this interview, I'd love to hear or see what you've written. So, but I appreciate you coming on, and we're going to end the show right here. And if you hold on for a little bit, I'll get right back to you. We have a few minutes. All right, thank you very much. You are so welcome. All right, that was awesome, awesome. Skylar Saunders, very well-rounded, depth and breadth guy. Anyway, that's it. We're going to do it for the American Legion show tonight, or the Kevin White show also. And we're going to end our broadcast, and we will talk to you next week. God bless America, and God bless you. And that's the end of our stream. See you guys Friday night. Another interview. You'll see. Thank you. All right, we're done. Yes. Okay. So